Blog Talk Radio. وهو العزيز الحكيم. صدق الله العظيم. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. ولله الحمد. السلام عليكم. الحمد لله. It's about 9 o'clock. Salat al time. Imam is on his way, but apparently there is a long line of cars trying to get in, so he's also stuck in the long line. So we'll give him 5 minutes to get in here. In the meantime, I see now the brother side is getting full. So can we please try to fill up? Like I see, if you scoot over, there's one spot right here. Okay. So please, brothers, try to make some room, fill up a spot in front of you. Brothers, please, try to move up a little bit, try to find a spot in between, scoot around. How about we do this? Everyone, please stand up, fill up the line that is in front of you, and then sit down. First row, let's start with you. We need to make some room in the back, brothers. So please, move up, fill up the space. No space in between each one, please. Brothers, please make a tight space. All of you, just scoot down one way or the other, on the right or to the left. Make some room. We can get a couple of brothers here. Brothers, the second row, we have space, please. Move up and make some room in the back. If your line is complete, you can please take a seat. But make sure there's no space left in between and the lines are tight and straight. Second, third row, you can sit down. Look like it's fixed. Fourth, fifth, sixth. Please, straighten the line, brother. Okay. Now, Imam is about to enter. So before the Salat of Eid, Zakat al-Fitr. Anyone who wants to donate the Zakat al-Fitr, it's $15 per person, for each person in your household, including unborn babies. We have Sister Alia in the back and the brother here in the front. If you need to donate Zakat al-Fitr, just raise your hand. Everyone, please take a seat, please, so we can figure out how you're doing here. Everyone, please sit down if you're straightened out your line. Brothers, please sit down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I still see people standing. Brother, please sit down so we know how many space we have. Again, two quick announcements. If you must leave after the salat and if you're not going to attend the khutbah, please respect everyone else around here. Please respect the etiquettes of the khutbah and the imam. And excuse yourself quietly. Please get out of the this area quietly. Go outside and meet your family, friends outside. Please do not create noise and disturb others who are listening to the khutbah. Secondly, once the khutbah is done, then inshallah we will all go to the shelters as we do every year. We have breakfast for everybody. There are two shelters for the brothers. There are two shelters for sisters. There's a kids' play area in the middle. So please, with your family, join us over there for the breakfast. Sisters, please make sure the lines are straight. There is no room left in front of you. All lines should get filled. JazakAllah khair. We will continue with Takbirat for just 2 more minutes while Imam enters the arena here.
Allahu Akbar, It's still in the room. So also, what could we do? Let's make our lives as straight as we possibly can, and show is that we can do the same. It's still in the room.
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم
إن الحمد لله
نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تبارك وتعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد،
فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. أما بعد فأيها المسلمون عباد الله لقد مر شهر رمضان بسرعة البرق مر فأودعنا فيه ما أودعنا من الأعمال رحل الشهر العظيم إما شاهدا لنا أو شاهدا علينا شاهدا على من بذلوا قصارى جهدهم في عبادة الواحد القهار والذين تقربوا إليه بالطاعات بالليل والنهار رحل الشهر الكريم شاهدا على من ضيعوا فيه الأوقات ولم يتقوا فيه رب الأرض والسماوات. وعندما تمر أيام من شهر رمضان يقول الناس رمضان قارب على الرحيل وينسى كثير منهم أننا نحن من قاربنا على الرحيل. إنما لا يدرك الأغلبية ولا ينتبهون إليه أن رمضان إذا رحل فسوف يعود وسيصومه ويقومه من كتب الله له ذلك وسوف يعيشه من كتب الله له البقاء إلى رمضان الذي يأتي بعده. ولكننا نحن إن رحلنا فليس لنا عودة إلى أن يرث الله الأرض ومن عليها. لذلك فنحن أيام معدودة لا يعلم قدرها إلا الله ولا يعلم آخرها إلا الله ولا يعلم خاتمتها إلا الله. ثم نرد جميعا إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئنا بما كنا نعمل. فاللهم اجعل عملنا صالحا ولا تجعل بيننا فرقا ولا صالحا. يقول الله جل وعلا في محكم كتابه تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى مذكرا بيوم الحساب واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. ويقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه مخاطبا من أشعوا أنفسهم بالغفلة أولم نعمركم ما يتذكر فيه من تذكر وجاءكم النذير فذوقوا فما للظالمين من نصير. ويقول سبحانه في كتابه الكريم مقسما بالعصر والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد. إخوة الإيمان وإذا تأملنا في كتاب الله عز وجل وجدنا أن الله تبارك وتعالى قد أقسم بالزمن أو معياره في كثير من الآيات. قال سبحانه وتعالى والضحى والليل إذا سجى وقال تبارك وتعالى والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وقال سبحانه وتعالى والفجر وليالي عشر وقال سبحانه وتعالى الشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها. كل هذه إشارات إلى أهمية الوقت وقصر العمر وخطورة تضييع الوقت وتضييع العمر. أخرج الإمام مسلم والترمذي عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال صلى الله عليه وسلم يحرم ابن آدم وتشق منه اثنتان الحرص على المال والحرص على العمر. تجد العبد موليا هرب منه الجسم وضعفت منه البنية وتكاثر السنون وهمومها عليه إلا أن الأمل في الحياة والحرص على مقوماتها وطول الأمل في الدنيا لا يزال فيه فتيكا
متوحدا متوكلا. أقول الإمام أحمد والبيهقي وابن أبي الدنيا عن أبي الدرداء وعن الحسن البصري قالوا: يا ابن آدم إنما أنت أيام، فكلما ذهب يوم نقص بعضك. ابن آدم إنك لم تزد في هدم عمرك منذ ولدتك أمك. كل يوم يمضي عليك من بعد ولادتك يبعدك عن ذلك اليوم ويدنيك من يوم أجله. فاللهم أحسن خواتيمنا في الأمور كلها. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون عباد الله، تمضي السنون والأعوام وينسحب منا بساقها سريعا، وكل ذلك مؤشر أن العمر مر، وأن أحضارنا تمضي بنا إلى أجلنا، فلا يغرن بطيب العيش أحد، كما لا ينبغي أن ييأس لمصاب أحد. حياتنا هنا دار عمل ومزرعة للآخرة، ودار للكسب والعبادة، وفرصة لشراء السعادة، كما يمكن أن تكون فقا للسقوط في أودية الشقاء والتعاسة يوم اللقاء. لم يكن ربنا تبارك وتعالى على لسانه مؤمن بآل فرعون: يا قوم إن هذه الحياة الدنيا متاع وإن الآخرة هي النار القرار. وهل من نار البقاء في الدنيا إنسان مهما بلغ شأنه ومهما على قدره ومهما عظمت قوته، مسكين هذا الإنسان ينسى حقيقته ويقتر بشيء من صحته ويستغني بماله ويستعطف بجاهه، بينما هو يمضي على قدميه إلى قبره. ليله يسلمه إلى نهاره، ونهاره يسلمه إلى ليله، ليخبره أن يوما قد نقص من حياته وأنه اقترب إلى أجله. ابن آدم إنما أنت أيام، والحياة الدنيا تمضي سراعا كأنها منام، وأنت أمانة مستردة، ومهما أعطيت فلا بد أن ترد. وما المال والأهلون إلا ودائع، فانظر ما أنت به صاحب. كل عام مضى فإنه جزء من أجل ما قد قضى. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون عباد الله، إن من عادة غير المسلمين إقامة احتفالات كبيرة يحاولون فيها أن يختصروا الحياة، فيعتصروا كل لذائذها في تلك الليلة، ذلك لأنهم يخيل إليهم أن وجودهم في الكون هو مقتصر على هذه الحياة الزهيدة، وأنها الفرصة الوحيدة، وأن الموت نهاية أكيدة. لا يبعثون بعدها ولا ينشرون، ولا عند ربهم يوم القيامة هم محضرون. وهذا التوهم سببه جهلهم وعدم إيمانهم، وذلك من العلم مبلغهم. أعاذنا الله وإياكم من الخذلان المبين. أما المسلم فيحتفل بعيده بعد عبادات عظيمة يتقرب بها إلى رب البرية، ويتبع بها خطى سيد البشرية، فيرضى بها عنه مولاه، ويغفر له، ثم يسدد خطاه، وشتان بين السراء والتغيى. قال الله تعالى: قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون، إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمون، إنه لجدير بالعاقل أن يكون دائما على استعداده للقاء ربه، وأن يكون على حالة من الحذر، فلا يأتينه الموت وهو محرض عن خالقه. إن أعظم غنيمة تغتنمها بعد هذه الحياة الدنيا بكل ما فيها من لذائذ أو مصائب، بحلاواتنا ومرارتنا وعجرنا وبذلنا وعجلها وبجلها هي حسن الخاتمة، وإنما تحسن خاتمة من حسنت ساعة يومه وكان دائما على استعداده للقاء ربه، فذلك هو الفوز العظيم. يقول الحافظ ابن كثير طيب الله تراه: لقد أجر الله الكريم عدده بكرمه أن من عاش على شيء مات عليه، وأن من مات على شيء بعث عليه. فإن عشت على الطاعة مت على الطاعة وبعثت عليها، وإن كان عاش الإنسان على المعصية مات عليها وبعث عليها عياذا بالله. أما من سوف واستمهل وسوف هذه التي هي من جند إبليس لن تكون إلا وبالا على المقصرين. وما هذه الحياة الدنيا إلا فرصة واحدة لا ثانية لها، فهل يا ترى يملأها العبد بالبر والإحسان وبما يرضي عنه الرحيم الرحمن حتى يسعد بدخول الجنان وينجو من عذاب الله ويزحزح عن النيران؟ أما من ملأها بما تمليه عليه الأول وبما يغضي لرب الأرض والسماء فتكون عليه سببا للبلاء وتوقعه في منازل الشقاء. أيها الأحباب، يعود إلينا رمضان ويعيد الله به لنا الأمل أن نكون من الصالحين، الأمل أن نكون من المتقين، الأمل أن نكون من المحسنين، الأمل لقربنا من رب العالمين. فنصوم ونقوم ونتصدق ونستغفر ثم نكبر، قال الله عز وجل: ولتكبروا العزة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. رمضان يحيي الأمل في قلوبنا بالبعد عن الرذيلة والإقبال على الفضيلة، يزداد أملنا بكل يوم نصومه ونقومه حتى يأتي يوم الجائزة، يوم العيد، يوم السرور والحضور، فتكون فيه الفرحة الأولى فرحة الفطر في انتظار الفرحة الثانية الفرحة الكبرى يوم الجائزة الذي لا تأتي حتى يحل يوم القيامة. فيقال لنا بإذن الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أهل الصيام ادخلوا لا خوف عليكم إلى الجنان، ادخلوا خالدين فيها من باب الريان. هذا يعيدكم: تفرحوا بصومكم وافرحوا بإفطاركم وافرحوا برضا ربكم، جعلني الله وإياكم من السعداء المقبولين في الدنيا والآخرة، إنه ولي ذلك والقادر عليه. Brothers and sisters, after many days go by from the month of Ramadan, people say Ramadan is about to leave, Ramadan is about to finish. We make that statement while we are forgetting that we are the ones that are about to leave. Because if Ramadan departs, he will return. And for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed it for, they will live to see another one. They will fast and pray another Ramadan. Whereas the ones that Allah ta'ala decreed for them to depart from the life of this world, they would depart never to come back until the day of judgment. So in essence, we as people are merely a few days. Only Allah knows their number. Only Allah knows when they will end. Only Allah knows how they will end. Then subhanAllah, we will return to the one that knows the seen and the unseen, and he will inform us of that which we used to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, blessed is he in whose hand is the sovereignty, and who has the power over everything. He who created death and life to test you as which of you is better in conduct, in behavior. And he is the Almighty, the Forgiving. Allah also said, and fear a day that you will be returned to Allah, that each soul will be rewarded fully for what it has earned, and they will not be wrong. Allah also said, Did we not give you a life long enough in which anyone who wanted to understand it has understood, and the warning did come to you? So haste, the evildoers will have no helpers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said, by time, it's worth an oath, by the time, the human being is lost except for those who believe and do a righteous deed and encourage truth and recommend patience. Brothers and sisters, if we reflect on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swears by time or some of the measures of time in many verses. Allah said, by the morning light and by the night as it settles. He also said, by the night as it covers and the day as it reveals. He also said, by the daybreak and the ten nights, the even and the odd, and the night as it recedes. All of these are indications of the importance of time and the shortness of the life of this world and the danger of wasting. Muslim collected on the authority of Anas that the Prophet said, the son of Adam grows old, but two desires in him remain young, desire for wealth and desire for life. You will find, subhanAllah, a person growing old, his body has aged, his bones have weakened, then the years and their war is compounded on him. However, his hopes, dreams, aspirations, and plans for the life of this world and all of its material things, well, all of that will remain young, alive, and well. Ahmad and Bayhaqi and Ibn Abi Dunya selected on the authority of Abu Darda and Hassan al-Basri. He says, son of Adam, you are only days. You, as a creation, is a group of a number of days. So whenever a day passes, some of you will diminish. Son of Adam, you started demolishing or chipping away at the structure of your lifespan ever since your mother gave birth to you. Every day that passes after the day that you were born, well, it takes you away from that day and it brings you closer to the day of your death. And this is a reality that all of us have to be very much aware of. Brothers and sisters, the years of our lives are passing very quickly as this Ramadan went by, which makes it clear that we are here on a very temporary basis. So let us not be deceived by the beauty of this life. Just as one should not despair, and when hardship comes to him, and nor should he lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This life is made for you and I to do the work of the hereafter, as it can be for some people the place where they can cause doom to themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as the people of Fir'aun said, oh my people, the life of this world is nothing but fleeting enjoyment, but the hereafter is the home of permanence. Brothers and sisters, perpetuity. Is perpetuity in this world attained by anyone? Have you ever heard of or seen someone that has been living forever and will continue living forever from mankind anyways? No matter how high their rank is or their rank is, and no matter how great their strength and how elevated their status is, subhanAllah, the outcome is the same. Sad is the condition of the silent island. It calls for real concern. He constantly forgets his reality, and he's deceived by some of the health and the strength that he's given. He's empowered by his wealth and social status, while his nights lead him to his days, and his days lead him to his nights, as he's slowly walking towards his grave. While he's heedless about all of that, he's heedless about that reality. The son of Adam should know that whatever he's given, sooner or later he will have to give it back, or should we say, it will be taken away from him. All of this, all of us, all of this world is temporary, it is short-lived. Brothers and sisters, non-Muslims in general, especially those that don't believe in Allah in the last day, they live strictly for the life of this world. And subhanAllah, therefore, they do their best in trying to take full advantage of it by having as much fun as possible, by amassing as much wealth as possible, but by acquiring from the life of this world as much as they can, and they keep looking for things to celebrate, for reasons to party. They, and subhanAllah, new ways to celebrate these things. And subhanAllah, when they do that, they usually try to gather all the haram pleasures in one time. in order to maximize their enjoyment, thinking that this is the way to happiness, because they see the life of this world as the only one that they will live. And after death, their existence will come to a complete stop. They will cease to exist for good. And subhanAllah, they think that there's nothing after death. Little do they know that there will be a resurrection, and there will be an accountability, and they will better prepare themselves for it. As for the Muslim, he celebrates the two Eid after great acts of worship, in which he draws closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He seeks happiness in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made permissible for him. And the difference between the two is staggering. Allah said, say, are those who know, can those who know be equated with those that do not know? Only those that have an intellect will reason and remember. Brothers and sisters, the intelligent believer is one that is always ready to meet his Lord, always in a state of alert and caution, so that death does not come to him while he's away from his Creator, so that the angel of death does not surprise him while he is in the middle of a transgression. As the greatest bounty that you could attain after Islam is the bounty of a good ending. Ibn Kathir, rahimahullah ta'ala, says, Allah made his pattern out of generosity for him, that whoever lives upon something, he will die upon it. Whoever dies upon something, he will be resurrected upon it. As for those that procrastinate, when it comes to repentance, that subhanAllah, their procrastination in good deeds is one of the weapons of Iblis. A person like that can easily squander the only opportunity that he gets, the opportunity of the life of this world, the opportunity of his lifespan to worship Allah and hope for his mercy and have a good ending. Brothers and sisters, every Ramadan comes back. When the Ramadan comes back, it is a source of hope, the power that you and I would be righteous, that we would become from the pious, that hope that we would be among the people of Islam, hope that increases as we get closer and closer to Allah. So we fast, we pray, we give charity, we ask forgiveness, and when it is all said and done, we do our takbir. Allah said that you may complete the number of days and glorify, do the takbir of Allah for having guided you to this bounty, so that you may be thankful. This is your aid. This is your celebration. So enjoy it and be joyful in it. Celebrate with your family and loved ones. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from you and I, and to give you and I many opportunities to do this, inshallah ta'ala, over and over again, to fast the month of Ramadan and be together in need. وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم اجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير واجعل الموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم لك أنفسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها فاغفر لنا خطأنا وعمدنا وجدنا وحسنا وكل ذلك عندنا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا تقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام عليكم.
When you're playing a hand. that's still there.
Are you still there? Salaam alaikum. Eid Mubarak.
That's
all right. Mubarak. Naila Abdullah.
Yeah.
Oh, 100,000. Okay. That's just for a few.
Yeah, see who this is.
Somebody still 100,000. Oh, she got so many of them. She always have a bunch.
That's what I'm saying. You did the
prayers
before, you know.
Okay, let me.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum, Abdusalam Hamid. Abdul Kawi Aziz. Well, dear listeners, we pray that you enjoyed, benefited from listening to the chuppah.
She has up 15. What if we have 15?
That's a lot of fun. We are going to be connecting with the listeners around 3 o'clock today.
I didn't know that.
And visit with our family.
And got more to go. What is more to go? Excuse me? Go ahead. Oh, you're going to go further and get the doctor?
Well, I'm going to do the master's at
the moment. Oh, really? Oh, I've been lost.
I'm letting you hear from Brenda, everyone.
I get from her.
It's a joyous moment for all of us. And I liken it again. I like it a womb of development that we go through.
Allah's
protection.
All right. So I'll say $10.
Dukawi Aziz, assalamu alaikum.
So I said $10. I said $10, you know, for the purchase to pay them. Right. You got brothers and sisters.
Right.
You got kids and family.
If you have any to share, everyone, I'm going to learn from example right now. And how to you, dear listeners. Please press the
unbound paper. Yeah, and then you heard him say $40,000, you know.
All right. And back to you, dear listeners. Be to Almighty God. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ta'ala la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluh. Greetings of peace to everyone as we seek refuge with Allah from the shaitan, the rejected enemy of mankind. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we are openly acknowledging that Allah is the one God, and there are absolutely no partners with Allah. Allah is the creator, and Allah needs no assistance in creating. We have the abilities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and we're thankful for those abilities. Some abilities we're using and some abilities we have not used or we're not using them to their fullest. So we know now this is was a personal endeavor that each of us took on to whatever area or whatever we wanted to really truly be more connected with the Creator and gearing ourselves up for a greater Eid, which is the Eid that recognizes the whole of humanity, and that is the Eid al-Adha in the next 3 months. So God willing, look forward to that. We will talk that up and talk it up and talk it up because it truly is the greater Eid. What we've come through right now should balance us and discipline us and level us to our mental selves and our spiritual selves to the area or within the arena of being more aware of others outside of ourselves. So if you have any comments you'd like to share, please, again, press 1 on your phone and we will open your mic. I'm Martha Naila Abdullah. I'm here in St. Petersburg, Florida. And wouldn't you know it, today I had to come and fill in, take care of a dear friend of mine. And I'm thankful to have done so. So my contribution today is being fulfilled in helping someone in need. We never know when that comes up, right? So alhamdulillah, I couldn't say, oh, no, I have to go to prayer. Well, prayer was being made available to me, alhamdulillah, praise be to God. Even though I was not there in person, the spirit was here with me, and I was able to make my prayer, hear it and go right along with it and conduct what is required for me. So praise be to Allah, and I pray that you likewise are having the same going on where you are. And joining here on American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. We look forward to joining you again today at 1 p.m., the same location, Masjid Farouk, which is Islamic Society of Pinellas County. And you heard the imam doing the khutbah. We will be back there again at 1. So look forward to Juma coming out from Pinellas Park, Florida. We're so thankful for our connection, our interfaith connection, and our intra-faith connections that the Tampa Bay Area Muslim Association has dedicated itself to. We want to continue, we want to develop relationships and maintain them. And that is the relationship that we have with CWSC, the Community-Wide Shura Conference. The Community-Wide Shura Conference is engaged with the process of forming relationships and having the commitment, being committed to the consistency of maintaining that relationship through keeping connections, keeping communication, and collaborating on different venues or through different venues or with different venues. You know of an organization that is very active and you yourself are part of that organization perhaps, please let us know by sending information to info@cwsc.us. That's our email address. Or dial 910-317-0297. Leave a comment and we can call you back, God willing. But let it be known what it is you want us to connect with and communicate, who to communicate with. And we will then discuss with them the certain collaborations that can be formed, all right, and how we will maintain our relationship. And our relationship is maintained through those who are part of the organization. So praise be to Almighty God. This life is for real. And through CWSC, we're taking on the responsibility and the accountability of forming these relationships, keeping ourselves. And this helps Community-Wide Shura Conference as an intelligentsia really fine-tune the intelligentsia components. And those components are from registration, acknowledging that you want to volunteer, or if you want to just let your name be known and contact information so that you want to just support CWSC. Praise be to Almighty God, sponsored CWSC in all of its itineraries or all of its activities that are coming up. The whole year, we're aligning ourselves with those who are having activities going on, and at the same time, we will be having our strategic planning in September. And God willing, it's usually the third week in September. So please, please fill any kind of void that you see, that you detect, that CWSC is missing out on. Come on, join us. We don't mind at all. We're growing together. So praise be to Almighty God. Again, let's see here. We will be back at 1 p.m. and God willing. All right. Thank you so very, very much. And God's peace be upon you. And we thank you for the dedicated amount of $4,125 during the Ramadan telethon. $4,125 again during the Ramadan telethon. All right. Did it say 4,001? No, $4,425. Excuse me. Praise be to Almighty God. $4,425. $125. No, $4,425. I'll get it right. $4,425. So we're thankful for all who donated. And as the dollars are going out, praise be to Almighty God. All right? All because of you and your help. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa Eid Mubarak wa Juma Mubarak. And we'll play, go out with some music. We're going to play about three selections here. We'll end with You've Got to Be Thankful. We're going to start with Wali Ali. And then we'll, Wali Ali with Fearing Thee. And then with Wilma Siddiqui and the voice of his prior wife, Donna Siddiqui, singing Teach the Children. And then we'll end out with You've Got to Be Thankful. All right, that's our intent. One moment. Let's see here. Enjoy.
Count him out. taken a life for thee. Oh, 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 yeah.
Love enough to face the world.
A countryman, dear, came up from the rear.
Loving.
Made his home on the sweet earth down here. What made him love enough to go out and face the world?
All right, praise be to Allah, and then we go right to Wilmore Siddiqui and Donna Siddiqui.
Children, come on, come on.
Oh, wow. Doesn't that just inspire you? Oh, praise be to God. All right. Fearing Almighty God, having reverence for Almighty God, and then knowing that our children are the adults that will be the adults, inshallah, God willing. Let's go and let's end it out with, we've got to be thankful. All of us, we've, as Imam Kareem would say, we've got to be thankful. I hope I did it. Go with Imam Abdulrahman Hatton.
Early in the morning, seeing a friend, smelling fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs, tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, get off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be
alright, the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and little helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be grateful
for my life and all the things for the warm rays of sunshine, stars that light the night, friends I've left forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough and he tries to understand. He said, mister, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said. And the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be all right.
Gotta be all right.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. And any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
You gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to colors, and I say the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their fellow. But they gotta be alright.
Gotta be alright.
They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful. They gotta be grateful for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
And all the things that Almighty God has blessed us with, how can we not be thankful? Oh, praise be to Almighty God. And I thank you, dear listeners, those who are listening now and those who are listening later. Praise be to Almighty God. Let's go and enjoy this life continuously, all right? And be responsible. Be held, definitely we will be held accountable. So let's be responsible as we go forth. Assalamu alaikum. Join us at 1 p.m. Inshallah, Jumma Mubarak.